Images of toppled oil and gas tanks and flooded wells have gone viral on social media. But the Colorado Oil and Gas Conservation Commission says the state avoided a catastrophic spill.
There will be an effective cleanup of all oil and gas impacts to the environment.
Matt Lepore heads the Oil and Gas Conservation Commission, which regulates the energy industry. He says the flood did not impact fracking operations in northern Colorado.
We identified two locations that were close, not in, but close to the affected areas. We contacted those operators, and we know that those hydraulic fracturing operations did not proceed. We also contacted all of the operators with operations in the flood zones, specifically asked them about hydraulic fracturing operations, and have been told there were no hydraulic fracturing operations ongoing, either immediately prior to or during the flood response.
Colorado Department of Natural Resources head Mike King says the flood's impact was enormous but narrow, with just 37,000 gallons of oil and gas spilling into the South Platte River.
To give it some context, the amount of oil and gas would have been less than half a second worth of volume.
King says the state will finish inspecting all the impacted wells in roughly 2 weeks. Many in the environmental community worry there will be long-term negative impacts and say the pollution and damage is much greater than the state is estimating. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.